This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the members of both the Houses of Parliament, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today. The economic survey will be tabled on Thursday and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till 13th of February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC-PM rally today at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavya Nishtha Yuva. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said that this rally reflects the spirit of duty, discipline and national commitment among India's youth. India and European Union exchanged the historic Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. The trade pact, which has been described by both the sides as mother of all trade deals, will open up the European markets for Indian labour-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties, including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Besides, the India and European Union also exchanged several agreements in the fields of security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference to two European leaders after the talks, the Prime Minister said inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and 27-nation European Union will deepen economic ties, create jobs, bolster global supply chains and strengthen the partnership between the two sides for a prosperous future.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है हमारे किसानों हमारे छोटे उद्योगों इसके यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच
President Draupadi Murmu has said India and Europe are connected not only by contemporary interests, but also by shared values such as democracy, pluralism and an open market economy. She said these principles guide the nations in a rapidly changing global environment. The president was speaking at the banquet hosted in the honour of President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. President Murmu said that economic cooperation is a key pillar of India-European Union relations. She said India and EU view trade and investment as instruments of shared prosperity and social progress. The Gem and Jewellery Export Promotion Council has welcomed the elimination of import duties on Indian gem and jewellery products under the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. With the removal of the current 2-4% duties on precious jewellery, the deal is likely to unleash huge export potential with the 27-member EU bloc. Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Ministry of Education and Ministry of Tribal Affairs are jointly organising a national award ceremony to felicitate the winners of the Model Youth Gram Sabha in New Delhi today. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel and Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar will grace the occasion. The Ministry of Ayush will facilitate the signing of Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the Ayush Export Promotion Council and a private quick commerce company Zepto in New Delhi today. The Ministry in a statement has informed that the MOU signing ceremony will be presided over by Union Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav in presence of Secretary Vaidya Rajesh. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. The Met Department has also forecast dense fog over Delhi, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.